Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Joining us now is Matthew Post. He's a student board member of the Montgomery County School Board. Matthew, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Want to discuss, since you are a student, let's talk about cell phones in school. There doesn't seem to be a cohesive policy, and I don't know if there should be. And maybe that's a question to ask you. Should a cell phone policy in schools be established by the principal for each individual school and age group, or do you want to see a district-wide policy?
Well, right now, the county regulation allows each individual middle school to decide whether or not they want to implement the phones during lunch. That's a decision made by the principal and the staff. And I think where it works, it works. And where it doesn't, we shouldn't try to force anything on these schools.
Do you think kids having cell phones in school at any level is a bad thing?
No. Personally, I think it's overall a positive thing. Kids want to play games with friends, check up on the news, text their parents about things like transportation after school. These are harmless, common sense uses.
But you don't think it hinders, one of the concerns of parents is that it hinders kids talking to each other and learning how to speak to friends face-to-face instead of texting them when they're sitting right next to them?
Oh, definitely not. I've visited just about every middle school in this county at this point, and I'd say about a quarter have some phone during lunch program. And when I walk into a middle school cafeteria that allows phones during lunch, I see the same bustle, energy, and chatter that you'd find in any middle school cafeteria across the county.
Huh. So how do teachers currently handle schools as a standard matter, phones as a standard matter in their classrooms?
At the middle school level, the policy is you turn it off and you put it away. But some teachers embed phones into the learning plan. There are online learning games like Kahoot that make use of devices. Things like Google Translate can be helpful in some advanced Spanish classes. So that varies as well based on the teacher.
Okay, so what are you fighting here in Montgomery County? It's just you're just fighting to keep the phones available to students, right?
Personally, I believe that where we can expand phone during lunch programs, we should. But there's not really a big fight going on right now. The policy on this issue was changed last year to make it more flexible for schools.
All right, well, let's flip over to one that is getting a lot of attention, and it's that Montgomery County has shrunk spring break. That spring break is getting shortened to just 4 days, 4 weekdays. The effect of that is that now, instead of having a 10-day long spring break with weekends, it's all the way down to 6. Why is that happening?
Well, to give some context, last year Governor Hogan issued an executive order requiring school to start after Labor Day and before June 15th. That takes our window where we can program our state-mandated 180 days of school and shrinks it. So in effect, the governor's executive order forced us to choose between spring break, operational closures on religious holidays, and teacher preparation time. And we only had 6 days of wiggle room to divide between those interests.
But the end result is that an important time of year for a lot of families, spring break, gets savaged just because one weekday is now thrown into chaos. They actually have to go to school, and you lose that weekday, and then also the preceding Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for travel, you've shrunk spring break down into non-existence practically.
Definitely. It is not an ideal solution, but it's a necessary compromise that we had to make. And listen, this is a problem that school districts across Maryland are having to deal with. In Frederick County, they had to decide to stay open on Yom Kippur, a Jewish holiday. In Baltimore County, they had to cut spring break as well. These unpopular compromises are now common because of this executive order.
Well, why not do that? Why not stay open on Yom Kippur?
Well, we have a very large Jewish community in Montgomery County, and we don't close specifically for the Jewish holiday, but the idea is that if we had school open, not enough teachers or students would show up to school for it to be worth it to open up on that day.
Yet the concept here is, of course, that more students are impacted by spring break than any of these holidays, and now the families are going to be losing that. I think it's an important part of year for a lot of people, and that's a savage cut for people who are trying to get some time off with their kids.
Definitely, and that's why Governor Hogan's executive order is really problematic for us. Spring break is a great time. I use it to study for my AP exams. I've used it to go on vacation with my family, and it's a shame that that executive order had to force us into that decision.
So is the solution then maybe to expand the school year? I would assume all the schools have air conditioning in them. The mm-hmm. idea of going year round and having longer breaks at different times during the year, having, you know, a month off, having that throughout the year, gives you the ability to go on vacation with the family in the winter, and it gives you the ability to go on vacation at different times that you're not everybody goes on vacation at the same time, which sometimes is a problem. Maybe that's a solution. And no, to expand that- instead of saying you can't go in these months, maybe make those available and give breaks throughout the year.
That is such a great idea. And in fact, the board was actually exploring that idea of an extended school year with more frequent breaks before the governor issued this executive order, because in addition to us having to start after Labor Day, it requires us to end at June 15th. That gives us no legal ability to go beyond June 15th
right.
and have an extended school year.
Right. Matthew Post, thank you. Student board member of the Montgomery County School Board. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.